Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Lewis Lapham. He's the editor and founder of Lapham's Quarterly, a quarterly magazine that curates the past into the present. Your latest issue, intoxication, is the theme. What brought you to say this issue has to be about intoxication?
The Christmas season, joy to the world, a cup of good cheer, and so forth. I mean, it's a holiday mood.
You mentioned in your opening essay that a man's thirst is unquenchable for intoxication.
Yeah.
And then you basically cite Abraham Lincoln saying to criminalize this is wrongheaded and stupid and leads to a bad end.
I believe that. I mean, I, as you know, was, before I started this magazine 6 years ago, I was the editor of Harper's Magazine for 30 years and wrote a number of pieces against the drug laws.
Right.
I mean, I think the criminalization of marijuana is wrong. I even think the criminalization of cocaine is probably wrong. I mean, if you take it up into, I'm sure at the level of the methamphetamine that strikes the kids in places like Montana and heroin, I try to keep that out of people's hands. But I still don't think it's criminal.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particularly American issue with intoxication?
Yes, I think the Americans have had a complicated relation with intoxication. I mean, the Russians, of course, have always had a problem with
their
vodka.
Problem is simply that they didn't have enough. They would always run out of vodka. Right?
And the winters were very cold.
Yeah.
And in the essay, I connected to the American sense of discovery. I mean, intoxication is the becoming of someone else or the going to somewhere else. And the sense of we are all making ourselves up as we, whatever, take the raft down the river of the Mississippi.
So that in an American context, because we're constantly looking for that frontier or that new sense of self.
Yeah, the self-invention.
Yeah.
And the drinking, the word symposium, the Greek word for philosophical discussion, the literal meaning of the word is a drinking together.
Do you think, though, that if there is a particular problem in America with kind of overindulgence or overdoing it, is it because in more rooted societies, that are rooted by history or something else, that you can free yourself up every once in a while and take a trip and come back, but in the U.S. perhaps then you get to the frontier and then you don't know how to come back to who you were?
Well, I don't know. I mean, historically, a lot of people came back from the frontier. I mean, the frontier was not an easy place to be.
Right.
And I think something like 9 out of 10 who started out returned. I think it's the American willingness to experiment. I quote the former Librarian of Congress, Daniel Boorstin, great historian, who defines the colonial experience of the Americans as that of constant improvisation. A man always had to be prepared to become somewhere or someone else. And he talks about the American experience as a perilous transmigration. And the whole basis of our idea of liberty is to, I look out for your liberty to protect my own. In other words, and the idea is to give your fellow travelers the widest range of expression and the broadest horizon of sight.
Talk in, about Lapham's more generally. You started it in 2006.
Yes.
What's your aim with curating things from the past?
To know our past is to discover ourself. I mean,
now, do you feel that that's more urgent now, or
yes,
is this always a constant thing? Because you are quite curmudgeonly. I'm looking at a essay by Ron Rosenbaum from the Smithsonian,
yeah,
where you kind of wave away the internet, or you say Google. You lament Google for inadvertent censorship and the way search engine optimization buries good stuff with dross. You liken Facebook to, or you say Facebook has many of the properties of the Holy Inquisition. I mean, the NKVD and the Gestapo were content aggregators. So,
yeah.
But you, too, are a content aggregator. So how are you performing a different function than Facebook?
Well, I'm trying to open doors to readers of all kinds. And I'm trying to make available a resource. I'm not trying to data mine it to sell something. I mean, television is advertising. And increasingly, advertising gets onto the internet. You know, they're trying to, it's a pitch. I'm not making a pitch. I'm saying, yeah, here's something that you can learn from. See how beautiful this is.
Although, you know what's interesting? I don't disagree with what you're saying in many ways, but television or kind of video entertainment has changed, where now people strip out the ads. I mean, one of the things that's interesting
streaming
video with HBO and things like that. I mean, it's always a commodity, but, you know, commodities, including Lapham's Quarterly, aren't a bad thing, right?
No.
You know, one of the things that's interesting is, I mean, you bring a huge historical perspective to, you know, both to Harper's as well as obviously Lapham's. Is this just the latest turn of being a Cassandra that, you know, things are just getting worse and worse in America? Or have we actually reached a point where we are no longer capable of kind of historical self-examination? When you look forward, are you worried that we're going downhill?
No, downhill, I don't know about downhill.
Well, I mean intellectually, you know, economically, socially, whatever.
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, you have Henry Ford saying that history is for the most part bunk. I mean, you have Richard Hofstadter writing in the 50s, the anti-intellectual tradition in American society and experience. You have the Know-Nothing Party in the 1850s. So it shows up in Tocqueville too. I mean, the antagonism toward fancy learning, long words. I mean, that is that's a strain. On the other hand, the people who founded the country in the late 18th century considered themselves natural philosophers. I mean, these were people who studied beetles, who collected birds, who wanted to know about agricultural methods. So we have, you know, we have a very strong educational, self-improving strain in the American society. I mean, the two things exist, you know, together.
You know, put against the broad array of, say, the internet and this explosion in access to texts, do more people have more access to more paths, or do they just get lost in the clutter? They kind of get lost in the stacks.
Well, that's the reason for curators. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, I'm a curator here. I'm like a museum director. Right. And a lot of people who run blogs are the same. I mean, when you know, if you go to Truth Out or Truth Dig or Tom Dispatch, essentially these are curated compilations, anthologies. And there's going to be more and more and more of that, because as the internet becomes so crowded, it's incomprehensible. So you're going to have to find some source that you can trust. This, of course, is the secret of all successful American journalism. That's the Reader's Digest.
Right.
That's Time Magazine.
Richard's Almanac.
Poor Richard's Almanac. I mean, this is the... Yeah. I can do with this what I couldn't do with Harper's Magazine, which is to get different points of view on the same theme.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. We've been talking to Lewis Lapham, the founder and editor of Lapham's Quarterly. The latest edition out now is Intoxication. Lewis, thank you for talking.
Thank you very much. Great.
For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.